Let's go. Back in
town. So Ben and Christy have had another big week.
Let me hear you.
And it wasn't just a big week for them. It's been a massive week for the Blocks, Shannon and Simon, who joined the guys this week. They secretly recorded judges on the show. So Ben and Christy thought it was the right thing to do to tell them that they were being recorded too.
What is that process like when you guys do something that you think, oh yeah, anybody would do, we want some more comments from the judges, there was no malice behind it, and then it's turned into the Block's biggest ever scandal? Like, are you consulted by the producers as to how they're going to play that, or is it just you're watching it for the first time with everyone else?
No, we're watching it for the first time with everyone else.
Oh, really? Yeah. Right, okay.
I suppose you've got a couple of tune, it's a TV show, they've got to promote it how they've got to promote
true.
And we just go along for the ride.
We got some good publicity, and it was all over the bloody headlines yesterday.
Yeah, we're still waiting for the check from the producers.
The first team to check in with Ben and Christy were not eliminated. Amazing Races, Daniel and Ryan joined Ben and Christy's great debate. Do women work harder than men?
Women statistically work harder than boys because we are better multitaskers. We can hold down a job as well as run a household, and I rest my case.
Oh, okay.
I just thought don't need to beat around the bush.
My argument is that women do work very hard, but in order for that work to be successful, they need a positive supervisor to watch and drink beer. End argument.
Oh.
We all know you should never look at anyone in the eye while they eat a banana.
Oh, give it to me.
Ben dropped a bombshell this week that he eats all of the banana, including those feral bits at the top and bottom. So Ben and Christy asked you, is it normal?
It's not right, and even if I'm not eating the banana, other people eating the banana, I count it off.
Oh, really? What? So if you were me sitting in the studio, you would have said, oh, Benny, come over here, and then cut the bottom off for him.
Yep.
Seriously, it's that gross. I just get it into me and it's good to go.
Nah. I don't know what it is, but it's disgusting.
I don't know whether it's the fact that it's black or it just freaks me out.
Girls are looking
No, we're not looking into it. Normal people don't eat the end of it. I refuse to eat the bottom 2 centimetres, Sharon, just to be safe.
Yep, that's true.
I don't want to give you your pod now.
Too bad. You made a promise.
But let's face it, you're not right about a lot of things.
Ben and Christy slept out on the street this week to experience what 300 people on the border experience each night. And Christy learned exactly what a swag was.
It wasn't until today I actually knew what a swag was. I know that you sleep in a mini-go camping, but I've never actually slept in a swag before.
I know.
So, do you zip it over the head or...?
You put the flap over yourself, there's a mattress on the bottom, and that sort of becomes like a little,
Yeah, but how do you breathe if it's over your head?
No, you don't put it, you could, but no, you won't, just put it over your neck, because your head's still free.
So it's basically like a coffin.
We also heard from border local Ben, homeless and living on the streets for over 10 years.
Okay, so obviously you've been on the streets for how long? Give us a bit of a background.
I've been on the streets on and off since I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
I was running away from home because of domestic violence and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm just looking for housing and hoping to get a place.
So you've been doing this for the last decade of your life?
It gets easier as time goes on. It becomes a lifestyle and you become to live that lifestyle and you get so used to it that it becomes where you can't get yourself off the streets.
It's normal to you now.
It becomes normal to you, yeah.
Because it's that hard thing when you don't have the rental history, having been on the street for so long and for so big a part of your life, it is hard to build up that history to then get the trust. You know what I mean? It's like that revolving circle, isn't it? If you don't have that history, you can't get a place, and you can't get the place if you don't have the history.
Thanks for all your donations, Aubrey Wodonga. If you want to donate to the Care Van Foundation, check out Care Van on Facebook. It's been another big week, and next week's looking even bigger. And that's what we learned this week with Ben and Christy.
1049starfm.com.au. Across the New South Wales and Victorian border on Star FM, Ben and Christy.